You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The State Bank of India handed over the details about donors and recipients of electoral bonds in a pen drive to the Election Commission of India on Tuesday evening. The poll body now has to compile and publish this data on its website by 5 p.m. on 15th March to comply with the Supreme Court order. On Monday, the Apex Court had also directed the poll panel to publish the details of the information which was supplied to this court in pursuance of the interim orders. This refers to the bond redemption data that political parties submitted in sealed covers to the Election Commission in compliance with the top court's 12 April 2019 and 2 November 2023 orders. India's benchmark inflation number, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, remained flat between January and February. The headline retail inflation number came in at 5.09% in February compared to the 5.1% print for January 2024. While the overall CPI number is still above RBI's target of 4%, core inflation fell to 3.37%, according to the Center for Monitoring Indian Economy, CMIE, database. This is the lowest core inflation level since November 2019 and suggests that the Indian economy is far from overheated at the moment. While inflation for cereals and pulses has come down marginally from January levels, the future inflation outlook for these items will depend on the harvest of the winter crop. U.S. President Joe Biden secured the Democratic nomination by coming first in the Georgia, Mississippi, and Northern Mariana Islands primaries. With a face-off against former President Donald Trump looming in, it would be the first U.S. presidential election rematch in nearly 70 years. Biden issued a statement after the news, taking aim at what he called Trump's campaign of resentment, revenge, and retribution that threatens the very idea of America. Both men have already turned their attention to 5th November general election, holding dueling rallies in Georgia on Saturday. Vidarbha on Tuesday maintained a defiant stand with their left-arm spinner Harsh Dubey, saying they would look to chase down the remaining 528 runs in the ongoing Ranji Trophy final against Mumbai. Two-time winners Vidarbha managed to bowl Mumbai out for 418 in the second innings, but not before the lead had surged to extreme levels, with the hosts setting a 538-run target on the third day here at the Vankhede Stadium. Vidarbha's woes compounded particularly on the third day, which was spent without their most successful bowler Aditya Sarwate, who did not take the field on Tuesday owing to back spasm. Dubey said the conduciveness of the pitch should assist Vidarbha batters in chasing the total, something that was also confirmed by Mumbai's Mushir Khan. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Thakur on Tuesday launched the first season of Swaraj on OTT platform Amazon Prime. Thakur said the launch of the series on the over-the-top platform was a true tribute to all those unsung great heroes of our independence who sacrificed everything for the country. He said the series was commissioned taking inspiration from the Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav national campaign of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The minister also said that a new 52-episode serial, Sardar, The Game Changer, has been launched by Doordarshan on 10th March to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.